It's Monday, December the 8th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode, pretty big one, no review, but there's been a lot of announcements, including video game awards, the PlayStation Experience, and a ton of movie stuff. Yeah. How you guys been?
Good, man.
Yeah? It's good. Working that holiday shift.
Oh, God.
Just loving it. Loving life.
Have you been working? Are you in holiday hours now?
Yeah.
You guys open until like 10 now?
Oh, it's brutal.
And open at 8?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
That sounds like the worst.
Sounds like the bestest.
Anthony, you on holiday hours too?
There's no holiday hours at school.
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Anthony gets summers off.
Kids get more rowdy.
I get a winter vacation.
Ooh.
And I get summers off.
That's wonderful.
And my work day ends at 3. No, it doesn't. It starts at 3. Six.
That's not school. That's not. No, I didn't go to school like that.
That's after school.
Oh, after school specials. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that happened this week, and I think. Where do you guys want to start? You want to start with the video games or the pop culture?
I want to start with what you want to start with.
Oh.
Start pop culture.
All right, pop culture it is.
For 200?
All right, pop culture for 200. Here we go. Last week we alluded to it, but we didn't get to talk about it. But the Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens trailer teaser. Hit the internet.
What is midichlorians?
What?
Okay, welcome to 1999, everyone.
Yeah.
What's I thought we're continuing this Jeopardy thing. This pop culture for 200.
And... Oh my god, here we go.
God!
No. Right, so this trailer was actually very short, right? It was like a minute or so?
Like a minute 20, yeah.
Yeah. So it shows, it opens up in the desert.
Tatooine. Oh, no, well,
it's somebody's talking about how the Force is, you know.
Oh yeah. Has awakened.
So then there's this guy that gets up. He's an African American stormtrooper. And he just looks around and goes, "What the?" And
he's all sweating.
Yeah, he's all sweaty,
scared,
and runs around.
Yep.
And then after that, we have this little droid running around in the sand.
R2 soccer ball.
Yeah. And then after that, what is next? Oh, it's this girl who looks like Natalie Portman.
Oh yeah, riding that thing.
Riding this speeder, and she speeds off. And then after that,
X-wings.
X-Wings
surfing.
With the guy on... Yeah, X-Wings, you know, going the other way.
Yeah.
And then after that... What was after that, actually? Was it the Millennium Falcon?
No.
It was a dude.
It was a dude coming out with a lightsaber, but then there's two little lightsabers on the side of it, which prevents them from cutting down and cutting your arm off. Because the number one way that you keep seeing people get their arms cut off in all these Star Wars movies is that they just slide down the sword.
Yeah.
Like, you guys get into a battle, and they slide down to the hilt, and they just cut your hand off.
Sorry, I zoned out. What are you talking about?
This guy with this lightsaber. You know, the new lightsaber has a two guard.
It's the Sith guy in the forest, and yeah. He opens it goes vroom, and it goes vroom, vroom.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah, because
I was like, is this scene happened in the trailer? I don't remember seeing.
No,
this.
But like everybody gets their hands cut off that way, basically.
Okay.
You know, somebody like they get into like the whole super lock, and then
yeah. They
just slide it down, and cut your hands off.
Uh huh.
And then after that, the Millennium Falcon,
mm-hmm.
And then the song. Dun, 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 dun.
Star Wars, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So when I first watched that trailer, when the guy raised his head, like from the bottom of the screen, mm-hmm. It actually scared me. I was like, ah!
Wow.
I was like, oh, this is a nice desert dude. I was like, what the freak?
You're pathetic.
It actually scared me.
So you guys hyped for this?
Yeah, man. Not as much as Jurassic World, but yeah, this is up there.
So I was thinking the trailer was all right, and then they showed the Falcon doing that spin thing with the TIE fighters, and I'm like, yo, this is that Star Trek. I like this.
Yeah, well, isn't it the same director?
Yeah. I'm like, I think this movie's gonna be great.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it doesn't show anything, but I'm pretty excited.
Shows everything.
I'm glad that the Force didn't make an appearance.
Yeah,
but it will.
I know,
because it has awoken.
I know.
Yeah, but I thought it already awakened. I thought it wasn't slumbering after the Jedi returns.
It's true. So what do you guys think about the stormtrooper, the black guy? Do you guys think he's the main character?
I think he's one of the stormtroopers that they played a mind trick on, and then he left for a while, and he's like in the
desert. Funny.
Yeah, and then he's like, ah, damn it.
Yeah. There was a comic like that. It was like these are not the droids you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That black guy was that guy, that mm-hmm. stormtrooper, and then it just lasted on him until this movie.
Yeah. Wow.
And he just woke up, he's like, where am I?
Yeah, there's been a lot of outrage about him.
Why?
A lot of Star Wars fans are quitting Star Wars.
Why?
Because according to them, in quotations, stormtroopers can't be black.
Why?
Well, because they're all made out of that dude.
Well, no, not original trilogy. By then, the clones are done.
Okay.
And they're just anybody, but people are really upset that there's a black stormtrooper out there.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's very dumb, and there's, like, huge rants, and...
Well, I think they have a point. They don't have a point, sorry.
And I... You know what? Star Wars comes from the 70s.
Yeah.
And, I guess...
That was a different time.
No, I'm just saying, like, racism was a lot more... I'm not saying it's not as prevalent today. It totally is. But I guess it was a lot more accepted.
There are some 70s comedy movies.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
Like, it's really racist.
I don't think you can get away with that kind of movie.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the people who are making these complaints are those kids growing up now, and they just have those...
Their mindset.
Yeah, they're kind of like that. So, it's not to say racism is gone from the world and stuff, but I think that's mostly what it is. But I think it's sad that's the big PR coming out of this.
That, oh no, black stormtrooper.
Yeah. But on a brighter note...
There are so many people on the Death Star. There's gotta be a couple.
I know. I don't understand. I don't know. But whatever. On a brighter note, a lot of the other fans out there who are really into Star Wars made a George Lucas special edition version of this trailer.
Okay.
Man, it's great.
It's pretty good.
Should I watch it right now?
You know, like, you should try and look for it. Like, every change that George Lucas implemented into the original trilogy, they've implemented into this trailer.
It's like when the girl's speeding away on Tatooine, Jabba the Hutt's there for some reason.
Mm-hmm. When the Sith Lord brings out his lightsaber, Anakin's hologram is there.
Yeah, but it's not Anakin. It's that one guy.
Oh, right.
It's, what's his name?
It's, I forget.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. And when the droid running thing is just like in a one little hole.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that one's from.
A billion TIE fighters for the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
is it the guy gets shot inside the X-Wing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. It's just because the
old... Why is Jabba the Hutt there?
Yeah, that's the joke, so...
Why was there a laser in the cockpit?
Because he's getting killed.
Yeah. It's the joke. They basically made it so that, like...
Why is Anakin there? And there was two hilts and his legs are coming out the back.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are so many TIE fighters?
Yeah, because all they did was just basically all the changes.
Yeah.
That happened. The funny thing that came out of this, too, is that all the lightsaber designs that... They wanted for the...
Yeah, I saw some brilliant stuff.
Yeah, I saw one, like it was a Swiss Army knife, like a bunch of ones.
Yeah. My favorite one was, like, it was leading up to Christmas or Hanukkah, and they had the menorah. I just thought, that's fantastic.
One guy made it into, like, a waffle maker.
Yeah.
And another one had, like, an antenna. It looks like a TV antenna.
The other one I saw was... they didn't make a change to the lightsaber. They just added... a picture of Jesus in white robes, and he was holding the green cross, like a laser green cross. Yeah. It was great.
That's really good.
I'm so excited for this movie. Like, I don't care if it's bad or if it's good, but the hype is there.
I can't say I'm excited for it. Like, I'm just not that into Star Wars. Like, I've seen most of Star Wars movies. Star Wars is cool. Like, I think this movie will be cool. It's just not.
Do you guys like sci-fi space operas like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, like one of the my favorite comics I'm reading right now is Saga. So
okay,
yeah, I do like them. I watched them before a lot.
Okay, yeah, because we all know I love them.
Yeah,
do you though?
I think.
I couldn't tell from all your Firefly memorabilia upstairs.
Well, I mean, when we were watching Star Wars this one time, you know, when Anakin's talking to Obi-Wan, it's just mouthing the words. It's like, you made me this way, Anakin! And his mouth is just moving.
Master, I have the high ground!
You can't possibly
you underestimate my power! He jumps and then he gets his lips cut off. He did not, matter of fact.
Oh, man.
I have the high ground.
No, but you know what? I was thinking about it, and I know I finally figured out what it is that I don't like about Star Wars, why it's not, like, my favorite.
I know.
Well, tell me. Tell me.
It's the Force.
Actually, I don't really have a problem with Force.
What? You said you did.
Like,
you said you hated that it was, it could be anything that the writer felt like it could be.
Yeah, just to solve problems. Yeah, but at the same time, like, that's not my big issue.
Okay, what is your big issue?
Padawans. I hate Padawans.
Everybody's a Padawan.
You would love that.
Right? No, I hate Padawans.
Everybody you love has once been a Padawan.
I hate Padawans.
Why?
I'm sorry. Was Han Solo ever a Padawan?
Probably. Oh, okay, here you go.
No, he wasn't.
He was a puckish rogue in training.
You think every Star Wars story, there's always a master? It always revolves around a master and his Padawan. And I've always hated the Padawan. I've hated Luke. I hated Obi-Wan. Even in the current Rebels, I hate Ezra.
True.
And I'll tell you why, because Padawans are always stupid kids.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
And I hate stupid kids.
Oh, God, here we go.
And I also don't like Jedi Masters, because by then they're all spiritual, and they're like, breathe.
I must be one with the universe.
Ah, focus.
So you want somebody to be like, delicious. Oh, man, I get this sweet, sweet lightsaber.
You want that guy? You want that guy from The Force Unleashed?
No, guys, he's cool. Yeah. Starkiller? Yeah,
he's cool. You want Starkiller.
But no, in Rebels, the lead character, I've already told you this, he's voiced by...
Nolan North.
No.
Troy Baker.
No. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay.
And he's the cool Han Solo, badass, roguish dude, right?
Yeah. Then he turns spiritual.
Yes.
But...
No, and it's like, you just turned the one character I liked into, like, this... Total.
It's enlightenment, man.
He's
been enlightened.
I mean,
hate Gandhi?
Yeah. I mean, I've never met him, but I'm sure me and him would never get along.
You hate Deepak Chopra?
Probably.
Alright. Yeah, this movie looks good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay.
All I'm looking for is the massive, like, words that are coming out the screen. Well, thanks for coming out, guys. And you guys have been waiting for a long time, so here it is.
Yeah, I wonder what that opening credit sequence is going to be.
Who knows?
I hope there is none. I hope there's no scrolling yellow text in space.
I hope the Enterprise makes a little cameo.
It's just like chilling in a docking bay somewhere.
Yeah. I hope it just opens with Spock. We're like, oh, this is another wrong timeline.
We're not allowed to mess with technology that is not at our level yet. Yeah. And then they fly away.
Yeah. They're still a primitive race. We'll come back. Yeah. All right. Another sci-fi classic movie franchise is making a return this year. Or not this year, next year. Tomb Raider Genesis.
With a Y.
Genesis.
Genesis. Yo, so I watched this trailer last night.
So did I.
Going to bed. I was like, man, movie looks awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea what to think about this movie.
Yeah. So I don't get the story. So they're sending someone back to not kill Sarah Connor?
Yeah, so it sounds like they sent her back, sent him back to the wrong timeline?
No, from what I understood was that, so at the beginning, it's supposed to be like the first movie. Yeah. They're sending Dude Bro back in time to save Sarah Connor. But the Terminators did something different to change the timeline, and Arnold is already, like, saved. It's like an alternate timeline. It's like their second try at the same
thing. Oh, so basically, was it in the first movie they sent back the Terminator to save Sarah Connor?
To kill Sarah Connor?
Oh, to kill Sarah Connor.
I'm not a big Terminator dude. I don't really
know. I think it was like the first one, he came back to kill her, and then the second one, something happened, and he was reprogrammed to protect her.
To protect her. Against the Liquid Dude, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was the Liquid Dude? The T-2000? I don't know.
Yeah, the one who was like, have you seen this boy to these guys in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
And then so, like, this is, like, they're playing with time travel.
Yeah, so basically, I guess the timeline doesn't exist anymore, as she said, because it's already been changed. They already killed, And then Arnold's like, I've already been waiting for you.
And it's young Arnold.
So. Yeah, and he just shoots young Arnold.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really liked the Terminator series anyway, so.
Yeah, I've never been a big Terminator dude.
I just want to see old Arnold kick ass.
I like them.
You like them?
I like '80s action movies.
Yo, you know the guy who they cast as the bad guy in this one, the Asian dude? He looks like the guy from MythBusters, Grant Imahara.
That's racist.
I didn't even realize there was an Asian dude in the trailer.
He was the Liquid Dude.
He turns that into the car? No.
He's the Liquid Dude, the one who cuts off his own arm and makes it a spear.
Oh, yeah.
Which was cool.
yeah, I have no idea.
He don't give a He didn't give two shits. He's like, he throws it at him.
Who's the guy that was like, he liquefied to the car, and then he came out of the car hood like an ornament, and then he jumped out of off the car?
Dunno. I think probably the same dude.
Probably the same dude.
I always like the liquid dudes. Yeah. The liquid dudes are cool. You probably can do them better now.
Yeah.
All I remember is that that liquid dude made a cameo appearance in, what is it? Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, they were driving home and then the police stops them and he's like, have you seen this boy? And they're like, oh! And then they
yeah.
drive off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Wayne's World.
Oh, okay. Well, Terminator.
Terminator.
I think I feel about the casting of Emilia Clarke.
Who's Emilia Clarke?
Oh, you guys don't watch Game of Thrones.
No. Nope.
Dog.
She's a dragon lady?
Mm-hmm.
She's Daenerys? Yes.
She is the breaker of chains, mother of dragons, the Khaleesi, queen of the... No?
Okay.
Queen of the Sith?
Pretty much.
Cool.
You shall not pass.
Yeah.
Harry Potter?
That's her.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird hearing her without her British accent.
Is she naturally British?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Man, all actors and actresses from Britain now...
They always were.
Girl.
They girl.
Always were.
Girl. That's or Australian. Girl. Either way.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of yous in that girl.
You use that girl?
No, there's a lot of yous in that girl. But it was like girl like for a while.
What is he talking about? Yeah, okay, Genesis. Genesis. Genocide. Cool. The other big announcements that were made, well, first of all, James Bond 007 is back.
Spectre!
Again. Yep, Bond 24, titled Spectre.
Apparently Spectre's like an old villain.
No clue.
What my dad said.
I don't know.
My dad said he knew, like, he like when the name happened, it was familiar to him. So.
Well, I was reading the old books, and I don't remember that guy, but maybe it's a book I haven't gotten to yet.
Maybe.
My James Bond knowledge is...
Starts at Daniel Craig?
Yeah. And ends at Daniel Craig.
You don't want to watch Diamonds Are Forever?
No.
Or Octopussy?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Because, you know, Daniel Craig is the best James Bond. That's it. Done.
I'm not disagreeing.
Listen, everybody has the right to their own opinion, okay?
No, I think Daniel Craig. I think other people think, like,
okay.
Sean Connery and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. They can have that opinion. That opinion's wrong.
That opinion's wrong. Because Daniel Craig's a boss.
Yeah.
Mouse.
So it comes out, I believe, next year.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're all going to see it. Well, he's part of MI7 for sure now.
Yeah,
right?
We're totally seeing this one. Yeah.
He's part of MI7 for sure now. Even Miss Moneypenny's there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole thing is...
Yeah, like...
Oh, it's Sam not What's-Her-Face anymore, right?
Huh?
It's not that old lady anymore.
Judi Dench?
Yeah, yeah, Judi Dench.
No. It's a dude.
Dench.
They showed off the two Bond girls, and one of them is going to be Bond's age, which is interesting. Finally.
But which one of them is going to die?
Both. That's like the requirement for a Bond girl.
You gotta be super hot and then eventually get killed.
That's why Olga Kurylenko was not a Bond girl.
Who's Olga Kurylenko?
From Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
The Russian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The other girl was a Bond girl.
Because she died.
She died.
She died good.
Yeah, died in oil.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She was hot.
She is hot, yes.
Wait, who is she again?
Some redhead?
Yeah.
I forget her name. I just know she's hot. Okay, yeah, that's it. Spectre, they showed off a new car to go with it. They showed off same director as Skyfall. And
what's the car?
It's an Aston Martin. It's always an Aston Martin.
The what kind of Aston?
DB10.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, DB10.
Mm. I believe it was designed by the director of the movie and Aston Martin themselves. Which is weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can check it out.
Maybe I will.
On to DC and in Marvel news, because there's a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start with the Marvel ones. First of all, do you guys remember that Marvel is doing their Netflix series?
What?
Yeah, The Defenders.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
Really?
I told you guys this last time.
Yeah, but I mean...
Remember Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Daredevil?
Yeah, oh, still, yeah. Like...
Well, they cast Jessica Jones.
Who is it?
I believe her name is Kristen Ritter.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to show you this picture. You tell me if you... I know you've probably seen her somewhere.
Yes!
I just don't know where she's from.
Yeah, me neither.
She plays small parts,
she's
right?
She's been in a bunch of TV stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
IMDb, let's do this.
Yeah, well, anyways, she's Jessica Jones, and I'm cool with that.
Is it Christian with a K?
It's Kristen, K-R-Y-S-T-E-N. Kristen Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R. Kristen Ritter.
She's so familiar.
Yeah.
I know. She is 1.75 meters tall, according to Google.
1.75 meters tall. Wow, she's tall. It's like 5'9",
I guess. Yeah.
I guess that's right then for Jessica Jones. Sure. Oh, she was in Breaking Bad. That's where I remember her from.
She was in the Veronica Mars movie.
She was! Oh, yeah. Cool. Anyways, that's what you need to know from Marvel's Netflix things. For Marvel's movie announcements, they have announced Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange.
They should have them both walk off to each other in the Sherlock thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're referencing, but what you just said, no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Something about no shit Sherlock, and they both look at each other.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, thanks.
Ruined it.
Thanks for that.
Woo!
I think the more important news is that Ryan Reynolds has been confirmed to take up the mantle of Deadpool again.
Yeah, you! Yeah.
Again.
Wow.
What do you mean?
He was in the Wolverine.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
There was a Deadpool?
Yeah, he was Deadpool at the end with the laser eyes.
He was,
Wade Wilson.
Yeah, he was Wade.
I erased that movie from my memory.
So. Well, there you go.
He was the best part of that movie. Well, before the beginning. Before he turned into Deadpool.
Hey, is everybody dead? Okay.
I don't remember. I remember. Oh wait, I remember they fought on top of a nuclear.
That's him. That's Deadpool.
Sabretooth?
That's Wade Wilson. That's not Sabretooth.
I thought he fought Sabretooth.
No, he had laser eyes, teleportation. And he took a bunch of people's powers.
Oh,
god damn it!
I thought he fought whatever.
He fought him through the movie, but he wasn't the big bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, there you go. That's the Marvel stuff, and then finally move on to DC because they had their own announcements too, and they have officially cast the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And they've greenlit this movie. I'm gonna go down all the people. You tell me what you think, okay?
Yeah.
The Joker is Jared Leto.
Oh my god, I can't believe it's... how can he even fill the shoes of that dude?
I think it's weird that the Joker is in the Suicide Squad.
He's not, though, right?
Well, in the most... like, I haven't read the new Suicide Squad, but in the when New 52 first started, like, he wasn't in there. Like, I'm wondering if, like, the Joker being in this movie is, like... he's like, okay, people like the Joker from The Dark Knight. Maybe this will get people to see.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's weird that the Joker would be put in the Suicide Squad.
Because, like, he's too big.
Big.
Yeah, he's too big of a bad
to
be in a team.
Yeah.
Or to even be caught, really.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Hardy, we all like Tom Hardy.
That's Rick Flag.
Rick Flag.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't know who Rick Flag was.
Well, he's basically he's a straight-laced dude of the team, basically.
Yeah, he was in the old one.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm a dude. Get in line, soldier.
Cool.
I still haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
The girl from there, Margot Robbie, is Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Harley Quinn.
Ugh, Harley Quinn, man.
She's good looking in Wolf of Wall Street.
She's quite a good looker, yes, she is.
What's her name again?
Margot Robbie.
Margot.
M-A-R-G-O-T-R-O-B-B-I-E. Margot Robbie.
Go for it.
Jai Courtney has been cast as Boomerang. I wonder where the captain is, but... it's just titled Boomerang.
I thought he was just Boomerang.
It is just Boomerang, I think.
I like to call him Captain
Boomerang. Captain Boomerang?
Just because it sounds even dumber.
He does have dumb powers.
Yeah. The oddball one is Cara Devaline as the Enchantress.
Oh. I don't know who the Enchantress is. She's magic.
Is she usually part of the squad?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, because I was like, when I read that, I thought... that's weird.
Boomerang has been part of the squad a lot.
Yeah, Boomerang's part of the new squad.
Boomerang's like everybody's favorite.
He's okay. Deadshot's my favorite.
No, your favorite's King Shark.
King Shark! Yeah, why isn't King Shark in this movie?
This is DC. Shut up, Anthony. They don't believe
I know who
that.
Your favorite is. Don't even lie.
King Shark!
It's King Shark.
But anyways, you said it earlier. Deadshot cast as Will Smith.
Oh my god. I can't believe...
this is the one that's throwing me off.
Yo, he has to have a theme song for this.
No, he has to. He has to record the entire soundtrack.
Oh my god, oh, it's so good. Oh my god, it's so good.
I don't know. As much as I love Will Smith, I think he's gonna be the thing that ruins this movie. He's too big for this movie.
In West Wing, Arkham, born and raised. In the jail is where I spend most of my days.
That'd be so funny.
Like, a straight-laced Will Smith is just...
No, he's not, though.
He's not, though. He just kills people.
Yeah, but Will Smith is all comedy, and I just don't associate that with...
I mean, he did 7 pounds, man.
That was a good movie. I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, but you never got past the fact that that was Will Smith. You never...
I did get past the fact that that was just a good movie.
What about I Am... I'm Legend.
Legends?
I still thought that's Will Smith.
He's just being funny.
It's like
Tom Wild Wild West.
That was comedy.
Wait a minute. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Oh, okay, After Earth.
No.
Whoa, man. Wait. Independence Day.
No, Will Smith. What about Hancock? Will Smith.
What do you mean? It didn't really supposed to be funny.
No, but like
Hancock was supposed to be funny.
Okay, here's this comparison. It's like when you see Tom Cruise in a movie, you never believe his character. You just look at him and think, that's just Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, he's become, rather than an actor that you can believe is a person, he's like, oh, this is Tom Cruise in a movie.
Yeah. This is Will Smith in a movie.
Yeah,
it's true.
I can see that.
Yeah, but...
Enemy of the State, though.
Not like when I see, you know, Emma Stone, she's completely the character.
Sure.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
She's Emma Stone.
She's Emma Stone to me.
Okay.
And then I guess the final piece of news from the Suicide Squad is they haven't announced who Amanda Waller's going to be.
Oprah!
It's going to be Oprah.
Huh?
What? It's going to be Oprah.
Oprah.
That's who you guys want?
No, that's rumors, apparently.
No, it's not rumors. That's confirmed.
Really?
That's their first pick.
Oprah?
Oprah is their first pick.
Oprah would be Amanda Waller?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be weird.
No.
I think that has the bigger problem of Will Smith as I won't
that's see just
her.
Oprah.
Yeah. You're not going to be like, that's Amanda Waller. Like,
whenever, yeah, I went to go see, was it 10 Years a Slave or whatever?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just Oprah.
Yeah.
And then you look at her, she's like looking on the suicide card, all 6 of you are here for a reason. Look under your seats. It's a free car for everyone!
You get a car! And you get a car! Also, you're all monitored with bombs, and you get a bomb, and you get a bomb. I hope she does that line.
Okay, so here's the question. You guys think this will be PG-13?
No way.
I don't think it can. I don't think it should be.
Wait, Anthony,
I think it can be. I don't think it should be.
It will be because of... Much to Anthony's chagrin.
Much to my chagrin, it probably will be.
Because I don't. I can't think of a superhero movie that went for the full R rating.
Yeah.
Because that just cuts out everything.
Like, even if it was like 18A. Like, it doesn't have to be hard R, like, just above 13.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
But I highly doubt it will be, because, like, all Marvel movies are 13 plus.
Yeah.
The name itself, too, is kind of harsh.
Do you think it's going to have Suicide Squad as a title by the end of
That's what I was going to say, yeah. It's pretty harsh, the name.
I mean, I'd want it to, but I would not be surprised if they just throw up Task Force X.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But then that kind of loses its charm.
Yeah. So something like, it's because that team's so gruff that Suicide Squad fits.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Guys together.
What?
Dude,
what?
Random dudes. That's the name of the movie.
A bunch of bros. No, man. I want King Shark in this movie.
He's not going to be in this movie.
But he'll eat people.
He totally is.
No.
We should have just done Sinister...
Sinister 7?
Sinister... Not Sinister 6. I don't know. Yeah.
I hope Hush shows up.
I hope Deathstroke
shows up. I hope Batman shows up.
I hope Deathstroke shows up.
And just shuts them all down.
I hope Spider-Man...
That'd be cool.
I can say, I hope Spider-Man shows up. Man, you know, The Force Awakens? I hope Spider-Man shows up.
Well, I just saw this funny... The reason you said Batman's because I saw this funny, like, you know those 60s Spider-Man comics, those memes?
Yeah.
It's just him writing a letter and says, hey, Batman, I just want to tell you that I think you're not as good a superhero as I am. Signed Batman. Signed Spider-Man. It's just like... It's like, okay. That's pretty funny.
Truth.
Yeah,
true. All right, that's all the pop culture. Blaven, do you want to transition us into the game side?
Absolutely. So the one that I picked was that PlayStation 4 is being released as a limited edition PlayStation 1. What is it called? Like something gray?
Original gray.
Original gray.
And the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, 20th anniversary PlayStation.
And there's only going to be 123,000 made or something?
12,000 something.
12,000 made. And so you get the console. It's an original gray. And there's like all these etchings on it of XOX, XO triangle,
and
square.
And a 2.
And a 2. To make it like 20. And then it has a little special plaque in it. Tells you which one it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's all numbered.
You get a camera, a special controller, everything.
Even the headset's gray.
Yeah.
And the headset that no one uses is gray.
And then when you open, or when you, you can download a theme for it to make it play the original PlayStation
boot
up sound, so which is pretty cool. That. Yeah, me too. So, nostalgia purposes, Vince, do you know how much it is, actually?
What?
I mean, you saw the pre-orders, apparently they're...
Oh, it's $500.
$500?
Yeah.
Yeah, $499.
So, is it open for pre-orders in Canada now?
Canada, no, but it's sold out in the States.
Yeah, all the States stuff are gone. Canada, it should be next week, they said, on their PlayStation Canada Twitter.
That's pretty sick.
So,
yeah, that's going to be awesome sauce.
Hmm.
You going to get one?
Yep.
We all going to get one?
I unfortunately already bought a PlayStation.
Yeah, we're all going to get one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
I hate myself for buying PlayStation.
Yeah, see, you have no self control though.
Yeah, dude.
But I was a white one. I'm like, I waited for the white one.
No, me and Vince were like, hey man.
Yeah, but
hey.
then you went, I also am gonna buy an Xbox, and then I'm gonna buy a Wii U.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I mean, me and Vince, you know, we were talking over coffee. We were like, hey man, so it's 20th anniversary this year. Did you count? Yeah, I know. The only PlayStation 4.
You didn't do that at all.
Yeah, we were like,
we
yo,
did
let's
that. I don't
totally
believe
wait.
You.
Yo, let's totally
first
wait.
Off, you said Blavin drank coffee, and I'm like, no, he didn't.
He bought a hot chocolate.
Yeah, he bought a Hocho.
I bought the coffee.
What do you have in his coffee? Yeah. What do you have?
He doesn't reveal it to me. Just straight black. He's like, scrape the pot.
I want the bitterest of bitterness.
Just give me the fucking beans.
I don't even want it, bro. Just give me beans and water.
He's gonna filter it through his closed fist. But yeah, I mean, wow, that kind of topic. Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it to just get it and flip it.
I think it is. I'm doing that.
It's probably totally worth it.
I'm doing that.
Totally totes. I don't know if I just have time to sit there and just refresh the page, though.
I don't, but I'm going to do it.
Valuable exam time down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'll be at work, right? So
that's why you do it at work. I got to go on break.
I said everybody does it at work.
RTF now.
The goal is to see how much I could sell for.
Yeah.
You
well,
said
I mean,
it was a Brazilian one already? On
yeah, for $15,000.
Yeah.
$15,000?
Yeah, there's one in Brazil.
Okay, so here's another thing. Did you know that they're discontinuing the Villager, the Wii Fit Trainer, and Marth for the Amiibos?
Oh, good. Shit. Good.
Oh,
gotta go,
snap.
Gotta go pick up those.
Catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta go fast.
Yeah, and it's nuts. They're like... And also, apparently, they don't have enough of those Wii adapter controllers.
For GameCube?
Yeah, yeah. GameCube adapters. So, I work at Best Buy, and everybody asks for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the families, and I'm wondering, hey, does your kid even know why he needs this? Like, does he? Did they
does
grow?
He understand?
Up, yeah, did they grow up with the GameCube? Is that why they want to use a controller? They don't know any better, right? So
yeah,
it's just weird.
That controller sucks.
What, the GameCube?
Yeah.
Whoa, them's fighting words. Controller sick.
I'll give you, it's better than the N64 controller.
Yeah,
but it's not good.
Yeah, it's crazy though that a lot of people have been asking and stuff, and we've been sold out for a while, and. I think everybody around the city has been sold out. So was it bundled in with something?
You can get it bundled with, like, if you pre-ordered the... There was a $100 version of Smash Bros. And you can do it that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then usually the adapter came bundled with a controller. Like, I don't remember the bundle being... Or the adapter being by itself.
Okay.
I have not been keeping up with this.
Yeah.
Well, it's been happening recently, so yeah. That's why I know.
Did you see the new Amiibo mistake?
No.
Feetless Peach?
Oh, Feetless Peach.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
she's
yeah,
just floating?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty sick. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my weekly news.
Yeah. So you're going to buy this PlayStation?
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Flip
me
it?
Too. Me too.
Flip this house.
Pretty much.
My goal is to flip it. That's it. Yeah.
I'll give you $800.
No.
I wouldn't do that. No.
I wouldn't let you.
You're like, Anthony, no, this is a bad no.
Okay, Anthony. Anthony, what are your picks of the week?
My picks of the week are the Game Awards 2014 first annual, apparently, happened.
Okay, what happened? Tell me. So what are the important things?
They showed Metal Gear Solid 5 online gameplay.
Oh, wow.
It looks pretty cool. It seems like there's different classes and stuff.
I'll tell you what.
What?
It'll never be as great as that trailer depicts it.
Probably not.
No.
Because Metal Gear makes some good trailers. But they have some, like, some stuff. There's, like, mines or, like, all that kind of random stuff. They brought back, like, marking and, like, SOP type stuff. Sons of the Patriots type stuff from 4. They have new distraction ones. There's a... You can get, like, a fluffy dog. and you put it on the ground, and then he's like, oh, it's so cute. And they get distracted, you shoot him in the face.
I don't get that.
So, like, I don't know if this multiplayer is against people or against AI, because, like, the way it looked like everybody was, just all the people were on one team, mm-hmm. and then the way the enemy team was acting was more like how AI would act, or, like, but that could just be how they set up the trailer, so.
Yeah, they didn't want multiple snakes rolling around.
Yeah, just chilling.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Amiibos for Metal Gear Online. It knows your sneaking habits. Anthony just runs straight into the middle.
I need it! What else was there? There, at the Video Game Awards. There wasn't
anything.
There wasn't a Godzilla game got announced.
Wow.
So you can be Godzilla.
Uh-huh. And
good fight stuff.
PlayStation 4.
Gojira!
Downloading only.
There's a new No Man's Sky trailer that looked cool.
At this point, no one cares about No Man's Sky. They just want the game to come out. We don't care about trailers anymore, or any PR.
Oh, they showed gameplay of the new Legend of Zelda. On a screen within a screen.
Mm.
Ooh.
And so, it looks like kind of more like a modern open world rather than like a Zelda open world. Like just a big square kilometer map that you can just go across.
Looks like Zelda to me.
Looks like Zelda GTA.
Cool.
Then they had like that feature where you can like arrow time when you flip off your horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. The one thing that came out there was Bloodborne has multiplayer now. So it's cooperative multiplayer in Bloodborne. It's the new game by the Dark Souls guys. That's not Dark Souls. And so they have cooperative multiplayer, and it seems like there are different people. Like you won't just be the guy that's on the cover. Like there's a white knight with a giant hammer. There was one with a rapier and stuff.
How do we know that's just not the character?
It could be. It could be like different variations of the character, but they haven't released that yet. They've only shown those two different characters within multiplayer.
Because technically, Dark Souls had multiple characters you could be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your character can be anything it wanted to
be.
But they have, like, they say in these dungeons you'll have to work as a team. It's not about being out for yourself. Like, some enemies will be weak to slashing weapons, some enemies will be weak to blunt weapons and stuff like that.
So they're trying to Monster Hunter it?
Yeah, they're trying to Monster Hunter it out. I don't know if you're crafting anything, but maybe. But other than the Game Awards, like, it's kind of like 3 hours of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Who won Game of the Year?
Some stupid game that no one plays. Mm. It's pretty dumb.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Stupid.
That game's still good.
It's fantastic. I'm 100 hours in.
Have you had any weird glitches yet or no?
What do you mean by weird glitches?
Like walking animations canceling, you just float until you jump.
Mm-hmm. Or
yeah. Your dudes not talking to each other?
Do you stop talking to each other, just give you deadpan stare?
There's one quest line where dudes not talking to each other is a real issue. But other than that, no. And honestly, it's annoying, but if you just wait for it to load for 30 seconds, we'll continue.
Oh, okay. That's not
so bad. Like, I know I've seen reports, people like, oh, it's frozen. No, you just wait, and they'll continue.
The Game Awards was long. It was like 3 hours,
mm-hmm.
and it was okay. Like, it reminded me a lot of Video Game Awards from Spike TV.
No, no, no.
It did.
No. It was the... It could be... I guess the format's the same, but the Spike Awards, for as offensive as they were a lot more exciting.
Well, they did get, like, famous people who are actors.
No, I don't even know that. They had the budget to get, like, big-name game reveals.
Fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, these classy, classy Academy Awards-style game awards. Yeah, they were classy, but, like, everybody wore a suit.
Is that not for you?
No, it's just it was so boring. It was so dull.
You don't want a red carpet of the video
game industry? I didn't need to see Jeff Keighley for everything.
It's his thing, so...
He's just not... He doesn't do it.
Does it do for you?
No.
Okay.
It's just not that character.
Okay, and then also over the weekend, PlayStation had their own event called the PlayStation Experience.
Cool, I missed everything
PSX.
Here, so... Yeah.
So they opened up with a big, like, 15-minute live gameplay demo of Uncharted 4.
Cool.
A Thief's End.
Neat.
And the... So, game looks like... In the live show...
Yeah.
The trailer was really... grained and compressed, and like it didn't really look that. But I downloaded the uncompressed trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, that game looks gorgeous. There are just like so many little touches. Like there was one part where Nathan Drake like busts a dude's head through a waterfall, right? But Nathan Drake's head, like, he gets his hair wet.
Mm-hmm.
And his hair actually gets wet. Not like there's just, like, a wet texture. Like, his hair becomes, like, deflated and, like, it dries over time and stuff like that. It was, like, weird little touches that were really cool. Mm-hmm. But he's finally taken, like, the full Indiana Jones leap. And he now has a whip that he can whip onto stuff and, like, swing.
That's the new mechanic?
Yeah, that's the new mechanic. So, like, they showed him, wow. He jumped off a cliff, latched on with his whip to a tree branch, swung down to another enemy, and, like, air punched him, and then the enemy's gun popped in the air, and he caught it, and he's like, alright, let's go. So it looked really cool, but it looks like an Uncharted game. It doesn't look like it's doing a lot different.
Yeah, I already told you guys that I was an avid supporter from the very beginning of wet hair textures.
Of wet hair textures?
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I like that. It was cool. They also announced that Ultra Street Fighter 4 will be coming exclusively to PlayStation 4, but the real reveal was that there is going to be a Street Fighter V. Street Fighter V, they showed gameplay, and it's going to be... So, the first off, it's going to be PS4, right, and PC exclusive right now. They haven't... Like, obviously, they're not going to announce if it's timed, but it's probably timed. And they're going to have cross-platform play between PC and PS4, which is pretty cool.
Mm.
The other thing is, in the gameplay trailer, they show new moves. It's Chun-Li versus Ryu. They still have kind of the ink style from the art style from 4, where like when you do really powerful attacks, like it's like the black ink appears on screen, mm-hmm. or around your fist and stuff. But it seems a lot more. It seems more fast paced, in kind of the vein of Street Fighter X Tekken.
Oh
yeah, so there was a couple moves where people get ground juggled, like they'll do a ground bounce and they can hit them one time after.
Yeah.
There are moves where. Chun-Li and Ryu, they both get a super that doesn't do a move, but it charges up their abilities, so they get a power-up. They haven't showed any, like, it wasn't, like, any other characters. They just showed, like, their own cut, the stuff that they wanted to show. Like, nothing's final. But it looks really good, just visually. It's still 2D fighter. They had, stage things happen. So, like, in one of the stages, Chun-Li busted Ryu through a door, and it led to another room.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much that factors into gameplay in terms of, like, it takes off health and stuff.
Didn't they have that in Street Fighter 2?
No, I don't think so. Well, like, stuff could break, but, like, it didn't... Like statues in the background would break, or, like, the wind would break on a plane or something, right? Or, like, the box would break in the Bayfront.
Oh, but,
like,
sorry, I'm thinking MVC.
Marvel's Capcom? No, they didn't have that.
Well, one of those crossover titles had it.
It was Injustice. And Mortal Kombat versus DC, they had a lot of stage stuff where you can punch someone, and they had stage events.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, it was in the same vein as Dead or Alive, where it actually affected how much health was taken off of the character.
Yeah.
And I guess like the reason people like Street Fighter is that it's a very bare bones fighter. It's like when I lost, it's because like you punched me more.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it wasn't like random damage buffs from different. Areas in the environment, stuff that
mm-hmm.
kind of makes it more random.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that's gonna pan out, but it looked pretty cool. I'm finally excited for a new Street Fighter rather than like Ultra Super Turbo
really?
Edition.
I feel like it's too soon for Street Fighter.
It's that game's old.
I know that's my point. It's old, and yet I still feel like it's too soon.
Yeah, it's just that they milked it so hard.
Because there was a new one like every year since it came out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
No, not every year, like, but yeah, it was vanilla. Then Super, then Arcade Edition, then Arcade Edition version 2012, then Ultra.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else happened? So David Jaffe, creator of God of War, he announced a new game. It's called Drawn to Death, and it's like a third person shooter inside a school kid's notebook. So like everything's all drawn in like lined paper and stuff, and it
mm-hmm.
looks okay. It looks whatever. My favorite announcement. Yakuza 5 finally getting localized for the West.
You excited, Blaven?
That hot 2012 hit from Japan.
My brother will be.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
The better announcement.
What's the better announcement?
That Persona 5 got confirmed.
Oh, that huge said about that.
Too. Oh, yeah. Persona 5 got confirmed for the PS4 in North America.
Yeah.
Which is kind of inevitable, but...
Uh-huh.
Man.
Their logo reminds me of the F1 logo.
Yeah, it looks like a racing logo.
Yes, right? It does look like a racing logo.
Or the Blu-ray logo.
I don't know why they did that.
Sony pulled another troll. They're like, Final Fantasy VII coming to the PS4. And everyone's like, oh snap, finally the remake we always wanted. It's like, no, it's just the up-res port again.
Woo! With trophies.
With trophies! Suikoden 2 is now available for PSN. What else? Some more?
People actually care about that, eh?
Suikoden?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a rabid fan base around Suikoden.
Yeah.
Like, Suikoden 1's already out, but now they're allowing Suikoden 1 and 2 to be on the Vita, and 2's going to be released on PSN.
Mm.
What else? Something like Broken Age. It's dumb. That's some Destiny shit. That's stupid.
Mm.
The Order had a new trailer.
What is this about? Is this monster hunting?
Is
it though?
No, it's like
what it looks like.
It's like third person shooter werewolves.
Okay, so it is monster hunting, like B horror movie monsters.
Yeah. That's what it
like
seems
Van
like.
Van Helsing type stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And according to write ups on the internet, it doesn't like people got to play it or at least see a play demo and like they're not really liking it. But okay. It looks crazy pretty.
Well, when you're not doing anything.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and I kind of rushed through that, but
those were all the announcements, huh?
Those were big announcements out of those two.
Huh.
I
thought I missed it. Like, when I wasn't able to watch it, I was like, ah, this sucks.
No, that's the glory of Twitter. Like, so I missed them too,
mm-hmm.
but I just rewatched them today.
Mm-hmm.
Or I watched them for the first time today on, like,
mm-hmm.
archive stream. And yeah, like, Twitter kept me updated with everything.
Yeah.
So, unless if you're following the right Twitter people, like, those people will let you know.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's cool. Like, I'm excited for games. And that's fun.
I think the only game that is Persona. That's it.
For you?
Yeah.
You just need that Persona fix?
Yeah, like, I'm excited for Uncharted, but it's like, known quantity.
You know it's gonna be good.
Whatever. Yeah. And like, oh yeah, I'll buy it on day one, but I'm not excited for it.
You gonna buy the special edition?
Probably.
With a belt?
Does it come with a belt?
I don't know. Like, the last one came with a belt buckle, right?
It's gonna come with a whip.
He knows! He knows!
Is it full size? Or is it, like, mini size?
Yeah, because the last one came with a 1-to-1 scale ring, right?
Yeah, around the chain.
And the statue. So this one's gonna come with the...
Did it come with a belt buckle, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one will come with a belt and a whip.
Oh, wet mop of hair.
Or in a wet wig.
Bust. Cool.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the Bloodborne thing. You can dash.
Yeah. So Bloodborne is not like Dark Souls in terms of slowness and like methodical pace. Like it seems very fast paced.
Yeah.
Like while enemies in Dark Souls did have speed sometimes, like you also now have the speed, so you can dodge roll, you can dash.
That was cool.
You do the anime dash where you like slide across with your feet.
That
stuff.
Was cool. I was like, oh, this game looks cool.
Yeah.
You can dash.
And, like, I still think the cool thing mechanic about that game is that there's no healing items in that game. You get healed based on when you slash enemies and you bathe in their blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why they got that Dragon Age blood tech.
Yeah. So, and, like, just in terms of enemies, too, like, when you... Some enemies, like, the more they get slashed, the more disfigured they become. And, like, there was one guy, he kept slashing them in the same place, and, like, it showed, like, muscles and tendons, and
then,
like, those snapped.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I want to say is going back to the Street Fighter V announcement, I'm surprised Capcom gave Sony exclusivity.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Considering that, well, for a while they had, Evo had a big thing with Sony that they won't, like, they could only use PS3s at Evo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now the majority of the fan base wants to play on either PC or Xbox 360.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this decision... Like, I don't think the Street Fighter thing actually matters. What it does is it dictates the fighting game genre to which console going forward.
Yeah.
And that's big.
And
I mean,
that's a very loyal fan base.
Yeah, like, that's a really good play on Sony's part.
Guilty Gear Xrd comes out, I think, exclusively to PS4, like,
so,
next week.
Yeah, that's like, respect to them.
Yeah.
They made a good business call there. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I want to say on that.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that was pretty much a lot of the... All the major ones, at least, that I was interested in.
Yeah.
There was, like, adventure game stuff that I didn't care about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of indie stuff.
Yeah, a lot of indie stuff. Like,
You finally over that?
No, I like indie stuff, but I've come to the point where I can't just see, like, sizzle reels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to see actual gameplay. Like, a lot of this stuff, like, visually looks amazing, and it's great that it's not just, yo, I'm gonna shoot this guy in the face. The game. But with those games, and, like, because a lot of those are first-time developers, like, I kind of want to see actual gameplay and, like, what it'll be like. Like, there was one called Before. It was, like, it looked like Caveman SimCity. And, like, all the art style was, like, everything was made out of clay and stuff. It looked really nice. But, like, they didn't show any gameplay. So, I can't really make a judgment call on that.
All right. Cool.
I still think, for the most unique game experiences, you go to indie stuff. Like, if you're tired of shooting people in the face, then it's really the only place to get it now. In my opinion.
No.
In my humble opinion.
I think Nintendo.
Huh? Oh, Nintendo too. Nintendo, man. I think the Wii U is my favorite console right now. So.
I think it's starting to be my favorite console as well.
You have a Wii U?
No, every time I talk about it at work or I look at it, I'm like, man, it just seems like the best value for my money.
They got a lot of games and that I actually want to play, and stuff still looks good. It's not next-gen hardware. Like, it's technically current-gen hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all those games already look so good already that...
You say a lot of games. What games are we talking?
Like Bayonetta, Wonderful 101, Zelda, like, eventually Zelda, all the first-party stuff, Mario Kart, Smash Bros. They just got... Okay. They got more games I want to play than probably the other two consoles combined.
No.
At least right now.
No.
I gotta go with no.
Okay. Right now?
For you. You're saying no in general or no for you?
I'm saying no right now. At this very moment.
I'm playing more games, and I want to play more games on my Wii U than I want to play on my PS4 or my Xbox
One. Wow, that's a bold statement.
So.
Cool. All right, then. Anything else you guys want to bring up?
Nah.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's move on with the show. Okay, so I'll open up this week. I watched a movie. I can't remember if I talked about it. Did I talk about Neighbors?
No.
I watched Neighbors.
Man.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah.
You hate comedies.
No, I like... What?
You hate fun. You hate laughing.
I always like the Seth Rogen stuff.
Okay.
It's good. It's not as good as This Is the End.
Okay.
Okay. But that was a good movie.
But it's almost there.
All right.
It's almost there. You guys know the premise?
So basically, Seth Rogen has a kid. He moves in, but he moves in next to a frat house.
Yeah, they're starting their life.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, what they don't really show is it's basically a new family starting out. Like, this is a couple who are just getting out of the party life because they're settling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the movie's actually more about them acclimatizing to that new lifestyle and having to accept that, like, they're done going out to bars late at night.
Yeah.
They have responsibilities. And then this frat house moves in only to show them all what they're missing out on now.
Mm-hmm. Do they all become buddies at the end?
No.
Oh, really?
No. No.
Interesting.
There's been two different moments of their life.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I've been wanting to watch it.
And so they're just trying to get each other to move out.
Mm.
To leave.
That makes sense.
And then parties happen. Some very interesting. So they go places where I just didn't think they would go. But it's hilarious.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to spoil it because that's part of the jokes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I say watch it. If you like Seth Rogen and his stuff, chances are you'll like this movie. I mean, otherwise, yeah, it's a cool movie.
Do you want to see The Interview?
Eventually, yeah, but I love James Franco.
Yeah.
I saw some clips where, like, he's talking to Iggy Azalea. And, have you seen these?
No.
And he's
no.
like, oh, you're so fancy. Huh? Let me see. So you're so fancy. Why don't you tell me how many forks there are at dinner and how you're supposed to use them? She's like, I don't know. It's like, huh, so you know that fancy, huh? And it's pretty funny.
I saw the one trailer I saw. It was him and Kim Jong-un in a tank, and Katy Perry came on. He's like, you listen to Katy Perry? To Kim Jong-un. He's like, I've never heard the song in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, I love Katy Perry. You love Katy Perry too? And then they're supposed to start singing Katy Perry while in a tank. Baby, you...
That isn't actually Kim Jong-un, right?
No. What?
Wait, no.
What?
Yes. Can you imagine, though?
No, I couldn't.
It'd be so cool.
I don't know how they would be able to film that.
Oh, so just an aside. So Sony Films got hacked.
Yes.
And they lost a bunch of passwords or whatever. And so everybody thought it was North Korea. But North Korea came out and were like, no, we didn't do it. But we're really happy it happened. because they're doing the interview, the movie that's making fun of their history. Yeah.
Is it that they lost passwords and stuff?
I thought, like, I don't know. From what I heard, they had, someone had, they stored a lot of passwords in a folder called passwords, and the password was password. But I think that was a joke.
I think that's a joke because what got stolen were unreleased movies.
Oh, really?
You know that movie Fury? The serious version of Inglourious Basterds?
Oh, yeah?
That's out on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Before theaters. Annie. A lot of their upcoming movies for this Christmas are already leaked.
I see. That is interesting information. They're all
the DVD screeners that they send to people for award ceremonies. They're those. So they all say property of Sony not for sale in the black bar, but the movie itself is untouched.
Wow.
You didn't hear that from me.
I didn't hear it at all.
No, you didn't. Okay.
Hear what?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. What else did I do? Dragon Age is still happening. 100 hours. It's a great game.
Actual 100 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Actually, wow. That's my Final Fantasy X clock shit.
Yeah. I slayed 5 dragons.
Ooh, you can finally slay dragons now?
Oh. I went to number 6, and number 7 showed up, too.
It's like when you're hunting Rathalos, and then Rathian shows up, and you're like, crap.
I think the quest was stop these dragons before they're mating. And so you go, whatever.
Fight both. Yeah.
It sucked.
Just interrupting sexy time.
Yeah, it sucked. It really sucked.
Try to get it on, man.
Yeah.
You should have did it while they were doing it.
I should have.
Do it. Their defenses would have been down.
I should have. And then I went to this thing called Trapped in a Room with a Zombie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I went with TJ. Basically, they put you... It was in this really shady part of Toronto.
Okay.
Of course.
And I was like, this is fantastic. This makes sense. We're
being murdered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't shady. It was just like... It was off of Spadina. But like, you know when you go off a side street in Spadina?
It becomes like... Not Spadina.
Yeah, and you're like, where am I?
Yeah.
It's like in one of those places.
Oh, okay.
But then like a block down, it's like main district.
Okay.
But yeah, no, so it was cool. It was like, it looked like an abandoned house, and you go walk into the basement, and there's this professor with a super fake German accent explaining to you the rules and stuff.
He tells you to pick one of 3 Pokemon?
Something like that. And there's 12 of you, so there was a whole bunch of us, and then a couple of the randoms all together. And they put you in a room about the size of actually the room that we're in right now.
Oh, wow.
So there's... actually, you know, it's probably a little bit smaller. So for... I don't know, how would you... If you chop off 3 feet off the end of the room...
That's not big. That's not a big room.
Yeah. What would you say? Like 20 feet by 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. It's like that.
It's a rectangle.
And you go into this room, and there's a zombie at one end, and he's in chains. Like, he's attached to a chain thing. And you have 60 minutes... Every 5 minutes, his chains get lengthened.
Yeah.
And if he touches you, you're out.
Okay.
But in the room, it's just a whole bunch of puzzles. And all these puzzles lead to one big puzzle, which gets you a key to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all it is. In hindsight, the puzzles themselves weren't actually tough. It's just working together with people. It was no one... If we asked TJ, people were just yelling at each other. and the room wasn't, like, free walking space. It was covered with furniture and all this crap. So we were all crowded together. And by the time the clock ticked down closer to 60, the zombie's chains were almost enough that he can get to the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And it was just 12 people huddled in a corner.
Were any of the puzzles... like near the zombie, like you'd have to
go
near the zombie.
There were some right where his chains were attached to the wall.
Oh wow!
Like there was a box right under there.
Okay.
And they had some cool, interesting rules. Like zombies are attracted to sound, so you have to use some of us to like we start clapping.
Wait, is it dark?
What?
Like what do you mean?
Is it a dark room?
Or he would just?
He just plays by the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays by the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he, it's some guy. I think he's They hire an actor to do it, and he just gets into the role.
Yeah,
and he was actually really good. Huh. And then at the end, he's like, he saw my hat, and he's like, Formula One? Did you watch the race? And I was like, you're the best zombie in the world.
I'm gonna hang with this zombie.
Yeah, but no, it was an interesting time. It was fun. They had It's nice that they had all these people, like, they forced 12 people into the small room, because I don't think it would have worked otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't it have worked? Like, it would have been too easy?
Or? It just would have been, there's too much space, there's not enough panic.
Oh, okay.
You know, it wouldn't have been as stressful. Oh, yeah. We died.
Did you?
Yeah, we didn't get out of the room. We died.
Oh.
We got really close.
Noobs!
And then we, yeah. But no, it's really involved. Like, you have to...
How much was it?
We had a Groupon or whatever?
I think so, yeah. I don't really know. TJ bought me my ticket.
Oh, okay.
Because it was for two people, and yeah. He's like, I need tier. and so, yeah. So you'll have to ask him. I think it was like $14.
That's not bad. I did that for a day. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks for inviting us, by the way.
Like I said, it wasn't my idea.
Thanks for inviting me, Anthony.
I didn't go.
I'm blaming you when
you go. No. That's racist. Yeah, no. TJ just called me, and he's like, so, I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I would do it again.
I thought how the story was going to end was that you found the key.
And you didn't tell anyone.
And then you didn't tell anybody, and you just left the room with the key, and you locked everybody in.
I wish I was that cool. But actually, no, I kind of just sat back and let everybody do the work.
I knew you'd do that.
That's why you failed.
So what happened at the end? Like, where was the key? Did they tell you how to solve it all?
Yeah, so basically there's 5 puzzles around the room.
Yeah.
And if you solve each of these puzzles, they give you hints to one of the big puzzle.
Yeah.
And the big puzzle actually, you find out, is the combination lock to open
a safe,
which has the key.
Okay.
And yeah, that's really it.
Interesting.
So like some of the puzzles were very easy. Like like the first one was, what's it called? When you have like a message is associated, a cipher.
Oh, okay.
Right, like that. But all the letters and the numbers were scattered throughout the room. So I. For example, for one of them I found, I pulled out all the drawers.
Yeah.
And on the side of the drawers, there was, like, markings. And I just rearranged them and stacked them. And then it gave me, like, H equals 7.
Oh, okay.
And that would be, like, one of the things that I need. But that's, you know, that's, like, a small example.
This is so smart. It would have been 7 equals H.
Totally, right?
And then... Like, are you allowed to bring anything into the room? Like,
nothing.
A notepad?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. When you first walk in, there is one notepad and one pen.
To share out between all of you.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Awful.
What's the minimum people?
It's always 12.
It's always, you have to have 12 people?
It's always 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's why it's hectic.
Yeah, because some people probably don't want to give up.
I felt so sorry for some of the girls, because it's like, when the zombie came all towards us, a lot of the guys just ran into that same corner with them.
Yeah.
And everybody just got crushed into the corner.
They should have offered them a sacrifice.
Oh, we did, for one.
That's awesome. Who was it?
That was TJ's little sister's boyfriend.
Oh.
He's pushed him into the zombie?
Yeah, we're like, we need to get there, so peace.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's awesome,
man. Yeah. But no, it was fun. I would definitely recommend it. I think we're going to try and do the... it's a different version, where it's just like when you're locked in a room. Like,
yeah,
escape
yeah.
The room.
I've heard
yeah.
of those ones, yeah.
I've heard
yeah.
of Escape the Room.
But Escape the Room? Yeah, yeah, I think we're going to try one of those.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was fun. I definitely recommend it to people to try. It's a different experience.
Date night, you and me.
It's
Anthony.
Worth trying out. It's definitely worth trying out. Yeah, that was
cool.
My week. Yeah,
awesome.
It sounds fun. It sounds really fun.
This is really fun.
Yeah. Blaven, what's your week like?
So I splurged this week.
What? Like, so monies?
I bought the.
Tell me you bought me a PS4 and a Wii U.
Dude.
And an Xbox One?
So I bought myself the 3 volumes of Fables, Deluxe Hardcover.
He bought books.
Yeah, that I was missing. And I ended up going, you know what? Let's catch up on the whole Fables storyline. So I basically rented out from the library everything I had from the Deluxe Editions up. And I'm almost caught up with the whole series. And it's apparently ending with issue 150. So 150 or 250, something like that.
Well,
so it's
cool.
It's coming to an end. So
I like that.
It's pretty cool.
Ending on a nice
number. The current arc is called Camelot, so I'm excited. So
that's cool.
See what's going on. Other than that, I've been just working a lot. And also, I followed a sweet new Twitter.
Ooh.
It's my favorite Twitter currently.
Ooh.
It's called Shit Drake Do.
Okay.
So it's things that Drake does. And man, have I not laughed for this much in forever?
Wow.
Okay, I'll tweet you some of my favorite tweets. I have them here. So one of my favorite ones was, Drake is the kind of person to press B when his Bulbasaur is evolving to stop its evolution, and he whispers to his Game Boy, you don't need to change for me.
Wow.
Drake's the kind of man who writes with pen because he don't want to forget his mistakes. When Drake goes to Walmart, he sees the board game aisle and sees Sorry, and he says, I am.
What the hell? Okay.
And when he goes to the airport, the person says, any hazardous materials, and he just says, the dagger in my heart. Like, it's just all about him being sad.
Wow.
It's awesome. Teachers, Santa's like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? The 14-year-old Drake, and he's like, another chance.
Wow.
It's so good.
Wow.
Because he's just so sad.
Wow.
There's a lot of good things that's like also end with her. So it's like, you know, do you want anything else with your meal? It's like her. Like just a bunch of stuff about like, you know, his girlfriend and stuff. Oh my god, it's awesome.
Cool.
I can't believe it.
Neato.
I've also been watching Gundam Build Fighters. So that one's pretty fun. I just I'm sad that I didn't catch up to when you guys did, because it's very exciting.
It is.
And especially for someone like me who knows like every single mobile suit that's there.
It's all me and Teacher talk about every week.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I mean, if you guys talk about it a lot and don't even know what the units are, it's that interesting on its own. So yeah. Yeah, not much on my end, but yeah. Follow the shit Drake does. It's pretty good. Drake does. It's pretty sick. It's pretty funny.
Cool.
You don't need to change for me.
Do I, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anthony, you?
So I've been playing through, finally, Persona 4 Ultimax, the story mode.
Okay.
If you've played the story mode in, like, the first one, it's kind of the same deal. Like, there are different chapter setups, and not every chapter is a fight. So you'll go through, like, different characters' lines in the story grid.
Yeah.
And then they'll all intersect or do something else after.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty much a visual novel, and I totally forgot that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a visual novel where you fight occasionally.
Yes.
But I do like... The story's kind of cool. They mix the Dark Hour and the TV world.
Midnight Channel?
Yeah, and the Midnight Channel kind of in the same area. And they have some, like, really interesting just ways they meld the two Persona universes together.
Yeah.
Or technically it's one universe, but I mean the two games together. They're two own separate quirks. And it's fun. Like, it's fun enough to where... So when you beat... There's one storyline where you go through the story as only the Persona 4 characters. There's another storyline after you beat it where you go through it as the Persona 3 characters.
Yeah.
And then if you own Adachi, because Adachi plays a role in the story, there is your Adachi's own line as well.
That's weird.
Yeah. So right now, I finished the Persona 4 perspective. Now I'm going at it from the Persona 3 perspective.
Yeah.
And I'm halfway through that. And so far, the Persona 3 perspective is like exponentially more interesting than the Persona 4 perspective, because the Persona 4 perspective is very simple. It's just like, we gotta go beat this bad guy and do this stuff. But with Persona 3, it deals with more of the Kurijo group. What's your girlfriend's group, I guess? What's her name?
Mitsuru's
group.
Yukari.
Pink Ranger, Feather Pink.
God, she stole the heart.
Yeah. And that one is a... The storyline's a lot more intricate and kind of intertwined with a bunch of different stuff, so it makes it a lot more interesting.
Sounds like the differences between Persona 3 and 4.
Yeah, right? It's exactly that, which is pretty funny. And then I haven't touched the Adachi arc, because I want to finish the Persona 3 arc.
Probably the best way to go about it.
Yeah. And, yeah, I actually really like it. I never actually finished the original Persona 4 Arena story.
There's a lot to go through.
Yeah, apparently there is, but I guess this one's not that long, so...
Yeah, I heard this one's a lot shorter, because it is just one thread that goes through it.
Yeah, and I guess that's why they did all the different
things.
Because in the story, what happens is that the Dark Hour shows up, and they can do stuff that they could do in the Midnight Channel, but in the real world.
Yeah.
And so, but it still has the Midnight Hour time limit of, if you don't do this thing in an hour, the world will end.
Oh.
So the story itself is constrained to that 1 hour.
It makes it
very short, and then they have all the different perspectives within it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I like that, like, kind of the short story, but with... You see why things happened, and you see, like, oh, this is how you did this, and you got here,
yeah,
or whatever.
I need to buy this game.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. If you want, you can borrow it after I finish.
No, I need to buy this game.
Do you need the Teddy punching bag?
No, I just need to buy the game.
Just to have it? To
show my support.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize, actually, that you had to put water in the bottom of that Teddy punching bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it just...
So it stands up and you can punch it? Yeah, I didn't realize that. But I did it.
Cool.
So now I can punch it.
Nice.
And then I... yesterday, as of this recording...
Lies.
I marathoned with some friends all of Fate Zero.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm proud of you.
Why? I'm proud of you.
I kind of don't know where to start with this series.
It's fantastic.
So, like, I hated Fate Stay Night. Like, I didn't like that show.
The original?
The original. Like, I got, like, 3 episodes in. I'm like, this is, like, I can't.
Yeah, don't bother.
It's garbage.
Yeah, don't bother.
Fate Zero was, like, in comparison to Fate Stay Night, a lot more interesting.
Yes.
The animation, this is 2000, what?
12.
12? So it's not even that old, and, like, it looks very good. Like, animation quality, all the stuff. I had a problem with, like, a lot of the dark tones, or I guess I just forgot about a lot of the dark tones in that show, and it really turned me off of the show for the whole series.
Mm.
Especially when it was the Moreau family? Moreau family? The one with the bugs.
Oh, okay.
That family.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't handle what's happening in this show. Like, it's just not...
Made you squeamish?
Yeah, it did, actually. And
little
it was
baby.
It was Bad News Bears. And also stuff to do with Caster. Like,
oh, he's good. Yeah.
Like, no, he's not.
Bluebeard, right?
Bluebeard.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
No, he's not. He's
I like him.
He's a bad guy.
He does some honorable things.
And so, like, having that be half of the show, like pretty much 13 episodes, like, at the beginning I was kind of, like, I don't know if I like this show, like, but I'm here, like... I might as well just fucking watch it. Like, and my friend lives out in the boonies, too, so it was, like, a 45-minute drive. So I was like, I might as well just, like, I'm not going to drive back. So I'm stuck. But I finished it, and I really did enjoy the back half of that show when it was more focused on obtaining the Grail rather than killing Caster.
Oh, yeah.
Kiritsugu.
He's the best part of that show.
Who is Mitsugu again?
Kiritsugu, the main guy?
The time dude?
What?
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Saber's Master. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Saber's Master, yeah. Yeah, and, like, I didn't know that, like, the masters could have powers and stuff like that.
Oh, that they're mages?
Yeah, that they're, like, they're actual mages.
Yeah.
The one had, like, it was, like, a ball of mercury.
She got messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My sweet bullet.
Yeah, sweet magic bullet.
Literally a magic bullet.
Made from his own ribs. Yeah, that was, like, there's a lot of crazy stuff in this show,
You know what, I think that's why I don't remember it being so much focused on the child thing, because I was always so interested in Kiritsugu's stuff.
I just think that, like, in the beginning, like, a lot of the Caster stuff for me overshadowed Kiritsugu's stuff. Like, oh, you can like, dilate time and stuff. Like, that's pretty cool. But, like, this guy's doing messed up things that are, like, beyond reprehensible.
Yeah.
And I'm not down with that.
I guess the way I see it is, what's that quote that, that Alfred says in The Dark Knight?
You either what?
Oh, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
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 And that's how I looked at it. There's just some people who are just psychotic.
Yeah. And, like, that was supposed to be Caster's whole thing, because, like, that guy, he wasn't a mage, right? That serial killer.
Nope.
No, he was just
he was just doing stuff for funsies, and then the Grail just picked him.
Yeah.
Right?
Lols.
And so, yeah. But it was okay. Like, I'm not going to say it's good. It was fine. I'm not gonna go read the visual novels.
Don't.
I'm not gonna do that stuff, but, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna watch Unlimited Blade Works. But
well, you're missing out.
That stuff I've seen at your house, or this house, like, it seems a lot cooler than...
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not as dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely more about the characters.
Okay.
It's more about the battles.
Yeah, it's more about the battles and the... It's more about Rin.
Okay. Because, there was a point in Fate Zero where, like, it is no longer... Like, these things are no longer in the story for the story, I felt. Like, it was just in there to be, like, check how dark and brooding I am. I'm going to kill all these children to show how dark and brooding I am.
Yeah. The biggest problem with Fate Zero is that it has nothing to do with the visual novels.
Uh-huh.
So it was written with that constraint of it. It has to end this way. And so we have to find a story that fits in here that won't affect anything else.
Yeah.
and it'll wrap up nicely with a bow.
Okay.
And
like you said, it goes, so like it's Fate Zero as a singular storyline.
Yeah.
And then from there, it separates into like a tree branch of different
time
roads,
yeah.
Timelines. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. When it was master or servant on master servant fights,
mm-hmm.
like those were really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say though, my favorite character is probably Ryder.
That's everybody's favorite character.
Because he's so cool. Close second.
Who was he? Alexander the Great?
Yeah, Alexander the Great. And his reality marble was like, or his noble phantasm was that like, he can convince people to like serve under him.
Yeah.
And then when he summons his reality marble, he can summon everybody from all the armies he's ever recruited in history to him. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, I think if it wasn't for that character, like, I don't know if I would have enjoyed the show. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that character, for me, pulled that show.
Mm-hmm. Do you like his master?
His master was kind of a wiener at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, like, through hanging out with Alexander, he's like, he realized the error of his ways and stuff. Like, he was kind of a dick, too. Like, he was hypnotizing that old couple to think that he was their grandson and stuff.
Yeah, they knew.
At the end, they knew.
They always knew.
Yeah, they always knew.
Okay.
Kind of.
But yeah, it was an okay show.
Okay.
It was fine. Like, I'll start Unlimited Braid Works and, like, the Rin story, like, because that stuff does seem a lot more character-focused and...
It is.
And battle-focused. Man. Some of those powers are really cool. So.
Yes.
Yo, Gate of Babylon, son.
Yes.
I thought the Berserker reveal was pretty weird.
Oh, Lance.
Yeah, it was like Lancelot. I'm like, am I supposed to feel for this? Like, I don't. So
I don't know.
Because it was like, it's supposed to be that emotional thing for Saber because she was part of the Knights of the Round. And like,
yeah.
And then like from the drinking episode, she realized that she never led her people or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So. But yeah, it was fun.
You know that was the actual story.
What, that
Lancelot was cheated, or Guinevere cheated on Lancelot? Well, it was like, Arthur was a guy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he cheated on, what's his face, with Lancelot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but then I think the king forgave him.
Yeah.
Which drove him even worse.
Yeah, because he wanted to be punished.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then after, when the king died, they blamed it on themselves because then, like Arthur's son or something, Mordred, killed him. And then at the end, like, Lancelot and Guinevere met at his grave. They shared, like, one last kiss, but then she became a nun, he became a monk.
Oh, wow.
Because they're just like, ugh. Awful. Yeah, so they blamed his death on themselves.
Because King Arthur's too nice.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry about it, bro.
Don't worry about it, bro. Whatever.
It's okay. What's mine is yours.
It's good, man. What's good?
I'm here to serve you.
My kingdom is your kingdom.
That's pretty much how Saber is, too. So
that's Saber's flaw, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. No. Yeah. I don't know how you. I don't know how you kill Gilgamesh. So.
Many ways.
Yeah. He seems OP.
He is an old person.
But yeah, that's all the new stuff in my week.
Cool.
Got some new internet.
Nice.
Download fast.
Interwebs.
Gotta go fast.
Interwebs.
Yeah.
Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom. That game came out. Apparently it's really bad.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's got a scarf. And Knuckles Echidna is a tank.
Oh, that's funny.
It's built like a brick house.
Mm. Okay. Anything else you guys want to mention before we close it out?
Nah, dog.
Alright.
No.
Alright. Well then, you can find us on the internet. Google.com. Search bar, 3 Nerds in the Basement. And like Levin always says, like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
To the show.
Like us on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Like us on Twitter.
Oh, sure.
At TNIAB.
Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Blavin's at Blavin Blave.
Yeah.
Vince is at Vince Sanchez.
Uh-huh.
I'm at Kill Where I Can't Kill.
You should actually follow Vince's Twitter. It's actually pretty entertaining.
It's not.
I like that you weren't weeb enough this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just that was things. Pretty good.
Because I say Amy instead of Ami.
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 Who cares?
No, I clearly dishonored my family. Yeah. Senpai won't notice me anymore. So
now you have to commit Sudoku.
Yeah.
Ooh, listen to the new song Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. It's really good. I found it first, not Anthony.
Oh, really? I guess I'll take that screenshot I have of the viewer count at one.
Ooh. Oh, that's actually, that'd be awesome. Oh, boom, it's me.
Wow.
Who, like, you know, like, I would screenshot that if I was
I would screenshot one. That. If I uploaded a video and it said zero views.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch.
Me, no. First. Actual first.
I could just make a video.
And I could do it. Yeah, but it's gotta be, like, millions and millions of
okay.
hits.
Okay,
yeah. That's the part where you get the hipster cred. Like, oh, if I got first on a video that has 10 views, who cares?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
But I'll your video's
I'll good. Just Photoshop it.
Okay.
True.
Okay? You can just take the zero from a bigger number.
Go to that like bar, there'll be nothing there.
TRU.
One dislike from me.
That's it?
Oh, man, that's awful.
Yeah, finally, tnib.letters@gmail.com is the place to go if you want to send us a message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
What?
I was watching stand-up comedy. I'm going to steal this joke from this guy.
Go ahead.
Did you guys know that the Jaws theme was written by a black woman?
No. You're awful.
That's a terrible joke.
Somebody told me it was cold in the store, and I told them to stand in the corner and be like, why? It's 90 degrees over there.
Wow.
I'm that guy at work.
Wow. Okay. And that's Three Nerds in a Basement. We'll be back again to entertain you in 1 week's time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See ya.